Morning. We are starting Canto 5, Chapter 13, entitled Further Talks Between King Rahoganath and Gut Bharat. So, I'm going to read the introductory summary, then we'll chant the first verse. Otherwise, it gets out of the thinking. The Brahmana, Judge Bharat, became very kind to King Rahugna. And to disassociate him from the material world, he spoke figuratively of the forest of the material world. He explained that this material world is like a great forest in which one becomes entangled due to association with material life. So the first point is that Jad Bharat is a Brahmana, an advanced Vaishnava. And a very important quality is his kindness. Sarve Sukhino Bhavantu. Someone who is a self-realized soul, he wants to see everyone happy. He doesn't have envy in his heart, and he wants others to be happy. Lord Maharaj told Narasimha that for myself, in your association, I'm feeling very happy. But my pain comes when I see others in the material world suffering. So this is the quality of a Vaishnava. He sees that people are suffering needlessly due to ignorance of jnana. Because of ignorance, they are suffering. They don't have transcendental knowledge. And therefore, he endeavors to give them transcendental knowledge. And we see here that Jad Bharat is kind to King Rahugna, not by flattering him. Kindness is not social politeness. That's a little different. That is also nice. But kindness means satyam eva jayate. To always speak the truth, even though it may cut. In this regard, there is a nice verse in the Uddhava Gita, near the Bhagavad Gita. There's Uddhava Gita and many Gitas in the Purana. So, in a discussion between Lord Krishna and Uddhava, Lord Krishna says, "Oh Uddhava, if you are to become truly self-realized, then you must associate always with sadhu." Heard this yesterday very nicely. Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoy. All perfection can be achieved by associating with a sadhu. That sadhu is just like a proficient surgeon, doctor, one who does operations. So he's just like a very expert, proficient surgeon. With his double-edged lancet, the knife of the surgeon doesn't have just one side, it has two sides, because when he's inside your body and he has to cut somewhere, he can't turn the knife over. He's got to be able to cut both ways. There's not much room in there inside. So he has a double-edged knife, very sharp. Sometimes he has to cut through so many things. Better check after the operation to make sure you have everything that you had when you started. But just like a proficient surgeon with his double-edged lancet at exercising. That's not exercising. That's exorcising. Cutting away. Exercising the ulcerous gangrene of your mind and senses with the sword of transcendental words, which although painful in the beginning, is like nectar in the end. We hear this often. Yathad agre vishamiva. The instructions coming from saintly people, coming from the Shastra, coming from Krishna, may in the beginning be just like poison. Yathad agre, in the beginning, vishad, because we're not accustomed to austerity. We're accustomed to living a comfortable life. We're accustomed to living a life full of sense gratification. And when someone tells us you have to stop this nonsense, you think, this is a preacher's job. Sir, you are from a very good family. You are a very handsome fellow. You are very aristocratic, very wealthy. You're very successful in life. You've done a lot. But my advice to you is to just give up all this nonsense and surrender to Krishna. So sometimes that advice is not appreciated, or perhaps most of the time that advice is not appreciated. But a sadhu must give, because a sadhu cuts. He tells people what is good for them, and someday, maybe they will realize. We don't know. People carry impressions in their mind of different interactions that they have in the material world. They take down notes, imprints, photographs in the mind. So at some time, even the most foolish person, if he gets the mercy of a Vaishnava, it will act. So Judd Bharat was kind to King Rahugna by helping him to disassociate himself from the material world. Now, here's a king. If there's anybody in society who is associated with material sense gratification, it is a king. Most of us probably are not in the same universe as the Rockefellers, or the Hunts, or the Hughes, or the Rothschilds, or the Soroses, or the Birlas. Believe me, they live in a different universe. For them, 10,000 rupees or $10,000 is pocket change. For them, they enjoy on a very high material high level. They have all facility for material enjoyment. Still they're frustrated. But for them to give it all up, not easy. And if you tell them that immediately, they may think you're both crazy and an enemy. Because when you interfere with someone's sense gratification in the material world, you become their enemy. Friends and enemies. But King Rahugna had been prepared by the earlier discussion. So, and here we see that Judd Bharat didn't speak directly, he spoke figuratively. So this is the kindness of Judd Bharat, to take the trouble to speak metaphorically, not directly, but using symbols, the idea of a forest. The material world is a forest. And it is like that. It's this giant forest. You don't see here in Mayapur too many forests. You see some bushes, some gathering of trees. But a real dense forest, once you get in the middle of it, you can't see anything but the forest. In fact, you can get lost in the forest. And in fact, sages would go to the forest because they knew they could hide away from civilization and practice their bhajan there in peace. But unfortunately, in this forest, in the material world, there is no peace. In fact, it's described as moha kalilam. It's a forest of delusion in the material world. Dukkalayama shastakam, where everybody identifies with the body, the very source of all their suffering, is what we call in English a catch-22 situation. You have the body, which is a facility for getting out of the material world, the human body, but it's also a facility for getting more entangled. And the more you try to enjoy sense gratification, moha jala, like a fisherman's net, the more you try to enjoy, the more you get entangled. You think that just ahead, I'll get some respite. I'll get some relief. Just a little higher salary. Just another girlfriend or another car or whatever it may be. People, different people have different conceptions of what happiness is in the material world. One man's pleasure is another man's poison, but everyone has a concept of pleasure. That's our main business. We are pleasure-seeking beings. But Mriga Krishna, just like the deer that wanders into the desert, we don't know that this is not the right place to go. The wrong place to find the happiness which we actually seek after lifetime, the wrong place. So, Jatbard is helping King Ramutna, who is prepared now by nice talk, to cut the knot. Sityante Hridaya Grandis. Vidyate Hridaya Grandis. Sityante Sarva Shamsaya. Cut the knot of material attraction, material affection. We've been cultivating material happiness for a long time. So the attachment is very strong. Birth after birth, body after body. It's habit forming. The same business in a different body. Ahara, nidra, bhaya, maithun. Maithun agara, the shackles of sex. And so break this habit, you know yourself, even in modern psychology. They admit if you have some relative habit, like, I don't know, smoking cigarettes or, let's see, that's a tough one for many people. But just any annoying habit that you've developed, it takes at least 6 months of avoidance to change that habit. Habits can be changed, but it takes time and effort and enthusiasm and attention. So to change the habit of identifying ourselves as the body, it takes focus. Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kuna. Fixed determination. Vyavasayatmika buddhi. You have to be serious about spiritual life. If you want to be successful, then you have to be serious about spiritual life, so much so that you're ready to sacrifice everything to take up the process of sadhana bhakti. You have to devote your whole life, either fully immediately or gradually, but you have to devote yourself to the path. Shanai, shanai. You can proceed at your own speed, but you have to put yourself on the path and be determined. Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hoy. You have to have the faith that everything will be taken care of if you just take up the practice of sadhana bhakti. All your business, all your work, all your security, all your shelter, all your friendship, all the concerns that you have, they will be taken care of if you just surrender to Krishna, to the path of bhakti, to the spiritual master, to the association of Vaishnavas. Working for Krishna, praying to Krishna, everything. Just put yourself in that mood. In this forest there are plunderers. This is a heavy chapter. We're heading into the fifth canto, folks. The fifth chapter is the one where they talk about the hellish planets and what you get if you don't follow the rules, or you get, you know, put between hot plates of iron or fire or bitten by dogs and all that. Nasty business. So, in a lead up to that, we're going to learn what our situation is, and we have to approach it with an open mind, because there's some heavy descriptions here. We may not like to hear it, but in this forest there are plunderers, six senses, as well as carnivorous animals like jackals, wolves, and lions, wife, children, and other relatives, who are always anxious to suck the blood from the head of the family. So whenever you try to do something, there are two, Krishna has many potencies, and Durga Devi, Srishti Stiti Pralaya Sadhana Shastrika Chaila Yashambhuvanani Divati Durga, she is in charge of material energy, and she has two potencies given by Krishna, of course. Mama Maya Durabhyaya. Maya is my Maya. But Avaranatmeka Shakti and Pratyapatmika Shakti. To go against the tide. The tide in the material world is eat, drink, and be merry. You are the body. That's all there is. Enjoy. Follow the status quo. Keep up with the Joneses or the Agarwals or whatever it is. But enjoy your life. Beg, borrow, steal. Get ghee and enjoy life. Or get money and enjoy life. That's what everybody, 5.5 billion people are doing. And they can't get out of that rut. But you are being invited to take up a path where you're going to go against the whole current. You know, just like it's time to go for Darshan from Gornithai to Radha Madhava, and you came late and you want to have Darshan of Gornithai, and everybody's going this way. You just can't get through the hordes swimming upstream. Hard to swim upstream. But you have to have determination. You have to have your mind fixed that this is the right thing to do. So, whenever you do that, Krishna will, Durga Devi, will try to throw you back. She covers you, but if you try to get out from her clutches, she'll throw you back. Sounds unfair, doesn't it? I'm a sincere guy. I'm trying my best. Why don't they let me out of this place? Well, there are tests that you have to face. You have to prove your sincerity. You can't have God and mammon from the Bible and have God and sense gratification at the same time. You have to choose one path or the other, pravritti or nivritti. So, there will be tests, and it doesn't matter who you are. In every situation, you can become, you should become a leader in your community, in your family, in your social group. Every one of us should become an acharya, a leader, a guru, a teacher, whatever we receive from our gurus. Sri Gurun, Vaishnavamsha. I offer my respect to all my gurus. Whatever we receive, we must give it to others because we want to see people happy. Sarve sukino bhavantu. And they are suffering. They're lost. They're in darkness. They don't know. Pravitimcha nivitimcha jnana viduratura. Nasocham napi chacharo. Satyam, Tesu, Vidyate. They don't know what is cleanliness. They don't know what good habits are. They don't know what is to be done, what is not to be done. They bluff. They can cook. But deep inside, every one of them is frightened in ignorance and suffering. They ride on a wave of success, but everything goes in valleys and plateaus. You get some good karma today, tomorrow you're finished. People avoid spiritual life because they think that I'm enjoying. Those people who are suffering, they can be the spiritualists. This bhakti is for those who can't make it in the world. I'm a mover. I'm a shaker. I'm not going to waste my time with that bhakti. I make things happen. I'm going places. I got a bank account. I've got friends. I've got a wife. I've got girlfriends. Everything. I got it all lined up. Bengali proverb, gutte pore gopar hase. The lady is making the cow dung and putting it on the wall, and she's also cooking the morning food with the cow dung pancakes. So the gober on the wall is thinking, I'm having a sun bath. It's a nice light. I'm on the Riviera here, having a nice sun bath. Quite enjoyable. I don't mind it at all. Look at that joker. He's being burned up. Ha! Gober hase. The gober is laughing. Ha! He's burning in the fire. I'm having a sun bath. Ha. He doesn't realize very soon, sir, you're going to dry out and you'll be just right. And the lady will take you down from the wall and throw you in the fire. So it happens like that to all of us. Up and down. And even in Krishna bhakti it happens. Our fortunes go this way and that way. And it's not that we try to change that. What we have to do is change how we react. It's not what happens to you that what hurts you. It's how you react to what happens to you that hurts you. If you take it as Krishna's mercy, a test to advance in devotional service, if you take it as an opportunity to grow, to learn how to become a better devotee, then every experience you have will be a source of joy for you. At every moment, you'll be happy. So whenever you try to lead, people try to bring you down, whether you be a husband, or whether you be a king, or whether you be a temple president, whatever it is. The material world is somehow or other like that. People are envious. That's one of the biggest problems, biggest faults, most undesirable of all bad qualities, enviousness. In fact, Krishna states that in the Bhagavad Gita, that anasuyave, because you are not envious of me, Arjuna, therefore I'm teaching you. I could be teaching brahmanas, sannyasis, everything. I don't know necessarily about their qualifications, but Arjuna, I've seen, you're my friend, and you're not envious of me, and therefore I'm giving you divya gyan, transcendental knowledge. This is the idea, how to free ourselves from envy. All of our austerity, going on parikrama, rising early, voluntarily accepting not only what we have to do to get our roti, kapra, and mukhan, not the basic things that were demanded, but taking on more austerity voluntarily. That's what will cleanse our heart and free us from the envy. So this envy, you know, someone is a leader, and people try to bring him down in different ways. Suck his blood. Live off him. And it could be any combination. But it's not right. Because in the spiritual world, there's complete conformity, unity. There's no such entity. Everybody works harmoniously to please Krishna. The gopis are directly serving Krishna. The mandaris are assisting, and the tower boys. Everybody's fulfilling Krishna's desires. They're feeling happy, but they put Krishna in the center. So in our institution, we have to have an institution where we follow nicely from whatever position, either you're the top man following the previous top man, or you're under him, or you're under him, or you're under her, whatever it is. But everybody has to have the non-envious mood for us to be successful. Otherwise, in the forest of material enjoyment, this is how it is. The forest plunderers and the carnivorous, blood-sucking animals combine to exploit the energy of a man within this material world. In this forest, there's also a black hole covered by grass into which one may fall. The most common black hole, not the one that the BI talks about, not the black hole in the universe. The black hole is the Hitvatma Patam Griham Andakupam, the deep dark well covered by grass. That's the black hole. Now, it need not be a black hole if one is Krishna conscious, but it certainly can be, because surrounded by facility for sense gratification, and the mentality is janasya mohoyam aham maam eti. We get attached, we think I, me, and mine. Now, if you're trained properly, you can enter household life and be very successful. All of our major acharyas were grihasthas. So either they were to the end of their lives, their ideal grihasthas, teachers, acharyas, or their grihastha life didn't work out and they rejected it and took sannyas. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Didn't work out. Five kids, but didn't work out. So, we were very lucky. He gave us everything, all his energy. Coming into the forest and being captivated by so many material attractions, one identifies himself with this material world, society, friendship, love, family, having lost the path and not knowing where to go, being harassed by animals and birds. One is also victimized by many desires. Desires are there. Icha, dvesha, samutena, dvandva, mohena, bharata. We come into the material world. Why do we come here? There's no innocent people in the material world. There's no innocent people. We've come here because we rejected Krishna. We have material desires. We have to learn how to deal with them, how to regulate them, how to transform kama into prema. But how's the life? You have to be very careful. You can get carried away. Force of enjoyment. Victimized. You become victimized by your desires. Your desires never give you santosh. They never give you satisfaction. They never give you joy or pleasure. They simply titillate the itching. Because puna puna skarvita charananam, after a while, is just chewing the chews. Same business, even lifetime after lifetime. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, it's all the same, whether it's in a dog's body or a human's body or an animal, any other Brahma's body, same business. So we're victimized. Thus one works very hard within the forest and wanders here and there. He becomes captivated by temporary happiness, becomes grieved by so-called distress. Actually, one simply suffers in the forest from so-called happiness and distress. Sometimes he's attacked by a snake. Deep sleep. Arjuna is conqueror of sleep. Is that Brikodara? Conqueror of sleep. Gudakesh, pardon. I'm Brikodara. We have to regulate all of our activities, especially sleep. We have so much work to do. We need every moment. We need all the time we can. Time is running out. Prabhupada was always, especially here in India, but all over the world, as much as we could absorb, it would give us more responsibility, because people are going headlong into a great canyon, into a great crevice, into a great hole. Civilization, day by day, it's just getting worse and worse. They're becoming more and more like animals or worse than animals. And the only one, the only mission, the only spiritual master who can save them is Srila Prabhupada. He has the perfect philosophy, state-of-the-art spiritual technology which people can appreciate. And they can apply. It's practical. It's scientific. So it's up to us. It's been given to us. Now it's our duty. The best time of our lives to carry forward this mission enthusiastically, and we'll be so successful because people are suffering. They're suffering out there. We want to see them happy. We want to make them happy. We are enjoying a lot. We've received a lot. We've been given a lot. Now we have to give a lot. And the more you give, the more you get. And due to the snake bite, he loses consciousness and becomes puzzled and bewildered about discharging his duties. Sometimes he is attracted by women other than his wife, and thus he thinks he enjoys extramarital love with another woman. He is attacked by various diseases, by lamentation, by summer and winter. Thus, within the forest of the material world, he suffers the pains of material existence, expecting to become happy. The living entity changes its position from one place to another. But actually, a materialistic person within the material world is never happy. Being constantly engaged in material activities, he's always disturbed. He forgets that one day he has to die. Most wonderful thing, right? Everybody's dying. I'll die. Most wonderful thing. Get it in our brain, Adam. If we learn that tomorrow I'm gonna die, if you get a notice, you'd be surprised how serious you become about devotional service. It's a blessing to be given a warning, get a heart attack, or get some disease, or get some notice. Shakes you up. You get serious. No more fooling around. Or not a little less anyway. In the material world, people have no idea. They're shocked when they have to die. I thought it would go on forever. For the most part, they're dallying in the material world. They're exploiting material energy, thinking that all of this bliss and ecstasy will never come to an end. But it does come to an end. And then you have to pay a very high price. You know? Like one of these places where you go in and they don't charge you anything at the front door and there's no prices on the menu. And you know, you enjoy like anything you go, it'll be $500 for you. You're shocked. You never realized you had to pay such a high price. Why didn't you tell me? I actually like the telephone bill here. There's a lot of sannyasis who are making telephone calls here and there, and they get this bill for, you know, 50,000 rupees. Didn't realize it cost that much rupees. So people don't know. They're not aware. Their mind is sankalpa and vikalpa. It's just wandering from one thing to the next. And they can't figure out that very soon it's going to be cut. You lose it all. And you've lost the chance to get free from the cycle of birth and death. You lost the opportunity. Although he suffers severely being illusioned by material energy, he still hankers after material happiness. In this way, he completely forgets his relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By hearing this from Judd Bharat, Maharaj Prahuvna revived his Krishna consciousness. There's a success story. By the combination of a potent preacher and a sincere inquirer, Maharaj Prahuvna, he gave up all his material attachments. He entered into the kingdom of God. even while living in the material world. Karmana manasa gira nikilas papiya bhasta su jivan mukta sujade. He became liberated even while doing his duties in the material world because he was sincere to find out, sincere to receive knowledge, and the process was potent, and he was liberated. So is also available for us. We can cut through all of the fog, all of the misery. We can cut through all the ambiguity of the material world. We can go straight to the lotus feet of Radha Madhava just by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and rendering a little service to Srila Prabhupada. Very nice process. By hearing this from Jat Bharat, Mars Prabhupada revived his Krishna consciousness and thus benefited from Jat Bharat's association. He could understand that his illusion was over. Arjuna had the same experience. Nashto moha smrita labda. I've regained my memory. I was like a mental patient. I was like someone who got amnesia. I forgot. Sometimes you see in a mental institution, someone thinks that he's Napoleon. He's not Napoleon, but, you know, he walks around with his thumb in his jacket and I don't know, he thinks he's Napoleon. He's forgotten that he's just Joe Blow, you know. Thinks he's Julius Caesar, whatever. Thinks he's some big person, other person. It happens. You see it. You can go and see it. Just visit. If you want to have a reality check, go and visit a mental hospital. Yeah, you know, no problem. Tell him to chant Hare Krishna. Emotional service, but you'll see how people are suffering, thinking there's something that they're not, and then you can understand a little bit about how we, through our own egos, think that we're something that we're not, sometimes even in devotional service. We have to curb down our ahamkar, wherever we are. So, we have to regain our memory. Gopi Bhajam Pada Kamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudasa. Our constitutional position. And when you understand that, then you can be satisfied. You can be happy in spiritual life. Actually, delusion is over, and he begged pardon from Jat Bharat for his misbehavior. Another quality of a Vaishnava is that he never holds a grudge. And if he's does some mistake, he's also prepared to apologize. He doesn't have a big ego to protect. So, therefore, I'm going to apologize for not getting to the verse. I got spaced out. Please forgive me. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Are there any questions?